I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Despite the heavy blow Hezbollah has suffered in recent weeks, acting leader Naim Qassem said in a televised statement Monday, the group will fight back. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Qassem says if Israel decides to launch a ground offensive, the group's fighters are ready, noting that the commanders killed have already been replaced. He says, we know the battle may be long and options are open to us. We'll face any possibility. And we're prepared if the Israelis decide to enter by land. The resistance forces are ready for a ground engagement. Israeli strikes have killed leader Hassan Nasrallah and six of his top commanders and officials in the last 10 days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At a Tel Aviv news conference Monday, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer said there was nowhere that Israel will not reach to defend itself, and it will not stop until its war goals have been achieved. Regarding Hezbollah in Lebanon, Mentzer hinted Israel did not rule out a ground war.
It is now incumbent on Lebanon's government to remove Hezbollah from its south, to be pushed behind the Litani River. As the United Nations resolutions say, 1559 and 1701, Israel is ready to do whatever is necessary, whether it's through diplomacy or through military action, to get to that objective.
Mentzer said Israel struck Houthi targets in Yemen in response to the militants' recent attacks and was continuing to carry out airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Meanwhile, speaking during a meeting at the State Department in Washington Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. and its partners continue working towards reaching a ceasefire deal in Gaza that brings the hostages home and eases the suffering of people in the region. Blinken said diplomacy remains the best and only path to achieving greater stability in the Middle East. This is VOA News. In an interview with the Reuters News Service Monday, outgoing NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said alliance members should not be deterred from giving more military aid to Ukraine by Russian President Vladimir Putin's reckless Russian nuclear rhetoric. Stoltenberg was reacting to a declaration from Putin last week that Russia could use nuclear weapons if it was struck with conventional missiles and that Moscow would consider any assault on it, supported by a nuclear power, to be a joint attack. Stoltenberg said the threat was a bluff to discourage NATO allies from giving further support to Ukraine.
Of course, we monitor closely what Russia does, and we have conveyed very clearly to Moscow that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. And so far, we haven't seen any changes in the Russian nuclear posture that requires any changes from our side.
Stoltenberg hands over the NATO leadership to former Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte on Tuesday after a decade in charge. Japan's incoming Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba said Monday he will call a general election for October 27th following his victory in one of the closest ever leadership races for the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has this report.
The poll, coming 1 year ahead of schedule, will decide control of Parliament's lower house. Lawmakers will meet there tomorrow to confirm Ishiba as the next Prime Minister. He began choosing members of his cabinet on Monday. Key picks have included two rival candidates from last week's race. Katsunobu Kato has been tapped for Finance Minister, while Yoshimasa Hayashi was chosen for Chief Cabinet Secretary, a crucial role that serves as the top government spokesman. However, Sanae Takaichi, whom Ishiba only narrowly beat in Friday's leadership election, was not among Ishiba's choices. There were media reports that she had declined a post in the cabinet. Her absence may make it harder for Ishiba to manage the ruling party, which has been weakened by a series of scandals.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. There is a crisis unfolding in the southeastern U.S. state of North Carolina days after the remnants of Hurricane Helene devastated parts of the state. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Governor Roy Cooper pledging to get more water, food, and other supplies to flood-stricken areas.
People are desperate for help, and we are pushing to get it to them.
Asheville had no power and little to no cell service. Resident Mario Moraga.
Our whole neighborhood is really coming together and talking to each other and walking around house to house checking on everybody.
He says homes and businesses were destroyed.
We're going to be cleaning up a long time.
President Biden pledging federal support for affected areas. Officials say the death toll across the southeast from the storm rose to nearly 100. I'm Julie Walker.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.